What is up, party people? You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. This is Party Time at Noe. Party along to whatever music comes your way. Anything from 1930s country to modern indie rock. Today is February 27th, which is National Strawberry Day. So I'm doing all songs, well, most songs with strawberry in the title. One of them doesn't, but, like, it's about strawberries. And half of them are just different versions of Strawberry Roan, which is about a horse, but it has the word strawberry in it, so it counts. So we just heard the Strawberry Shortcake theme song. Let's hear other songs. Rocks and wild strawberries, incense and wine. Thank you.
blood. Or I'd shoot the moon, and it wouldn't be enough. And be my books, head on your shoulder with damn good looks. Be my hands, and I'll paint your picture, darling, the best I can. Be my heart, and I've got you in the end. I wish I had you from the start.
For knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Strawberry wine, 17,
in New York City, just walking the street. Ran out of money, had nothing to eat. I stopped at the Plaza, that fancy hotel, where you can check in if you're well to do. Well, the 1st of July in the 104, I stopped at the Plaza's front revolving door. I stepped in the door and went around for a ride, treating myself to the cool air inside. Then I found myself in the chandeliered room, where people were dining and I hid in the gloom. My hunger pains hurt till I thought I would break, when a waiter brought out a big strawberry cake. Oh, that strawberry cake. Oh, that strawberry cake. Out in California them berries were grown, and into the city them berries were blown, for making that strawberry cake. Then I thought of Oxnard, just north of L.A., where I picked strawberries for many a day. Hard work with no future, for the harvest was done, and I headed eastward, a-traveling by thumb. And nobody wanted me here in this town. I felt like a stray dog, they all kick around. Them berries reminded me of my bad breaks. I'm hungry and I want that strawberry cake. I deserve that strawberry cake. Deserve that strawberry cake. I ran and I grabbed it, then out the side door, into Central Park through the bushes I tore, holding my strawberry cake. I look back behind me, and what do I see? The chef and head waiter and the maitre d'. I had a nice helping of cake as a rat. I gobble them berries as fast as I can. They're closing the gap as I slow down deep. But the cake brought a new surge of power to my feet. I hid in the bush when the lead I did take, and I quietly finished my strawberry cake. I ate all that strawberry cake, that fine fancy strawberry cake. Someone at the Plaza is without dessert, but for the first time in days now my belly don't hurt. I'm full of strawberry cake.
Let me take you down. Forever. but you know I know, and it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
one day happy, one day sad, feeling good and feeling bad. In anger words are spoken, then in haste a heart is broken. Who's in the strawberry patch with Sally now that she's not picking them with me? Oh no, I don't care what they're doing there beneath the shade of the old apple tree. Hey, I bet they're laughing and talking love talk just like the way we used to do. Ah, who's in the strawberry patch with Sally whispering I love you?
I can't take it, I just can't.
It's driving me mad. Sally was the best love maker
that I ever had.
Oh, that's right. Who's in the strawberry patch with Sally? Who's making love to her in the strawberry patch with Sally tonight. Oh yeah, in the strawberry patch with my Sally tonight.
Just can't take it no more, no.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back. Be it gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. And you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Glass of brandy,
And we started this set off with Grass and Wild Strawberries by The Collectors. Then we heard Strawberries by Camp, Strawberry Wine by Dina Carter, Strawberry Cake by Johnny Cash, Strawberry Fields Forever, The Beatles, Strawberry Letter 23, The Brothers Johnson, Who's in the Strawberry Patch with Sally by Tony Orlando and Don, and then Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. I got a lot more strawberry songs, and they're all different versions of Strawberry Roan. But first, a PSA.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I was hanging around town, just spending my time. Out of a job, not earning a dime. A feller steps up and he said, I suppose you're a bronc fighter from the looks of your clothes. You figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? Said he's got one, a bad one to buck. For throwing good riders, he's had lots of luck. I gets all head up and I ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offered me 10 and I said, I'm your man. A bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hops and he drives to the ranch. I stayed until morning and right after Chuck I stepped out to see if this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral, standing alone, is an old caballo, a strawberry roan. His legs are all spavined, he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip. You neck and all with a long lower jaw, I could see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I gets the blinds on him and it sure is a fright. Next comes my saddle and I screws it down tight. Then I steps on him and I raises the blind. Get out the way, boys, he's gonna unwind. He sure is a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He'll turn on a nickel and give you some change. He hits on all fours and goes up on high. Leaves me a spinning up there in the sky. I turns over twice and I comes back to earth. I lights into cussing the day of his birth. I know there are ponies that I cannot ride. There's some of them left, they haven't all died. I'll bet all my money the man he lied. that'll stay with old Strawberry when he makes his high dive. I was loafing around town, just a-spending my time, out of a job and not making a dime, when a stranger stepped up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc rider by the looks of your clothes. You guesses me right, I'm a good one I claim, do you happen to have any bad ones to tame? Says he, I've got one, a bad one to buck, at throwing good riders he's had lots of luck. I gets all excited and asks what he pays to ride that old pony for a couple of days. He offers a sawbuck, says I'm your man, 'cause the bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. Well, it's that Strawberry Roan, that Strawberry Roan. He's the worst bucking bronco that ever was foaled. He's never been rode, and he's 20 years old. That renegade Strawberry Roan. No, the bronc never lived, he never drew breath, that I couldn't ride till he starved plumb to death. Says he, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. So I got in the buckboard and went to his ranch. I stayed until morning, and right after chuck, I went out to see if that bronco could buck. Well, down in the hoss corral, standing alone, was this old caballo, a Strawberry Roan. His legs is all spavy, and he has pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pioneers that touch at the tip, and a double square iron stamped on his hip. Well, it's that Strawberry Roan. That Strawberry Roan. He's the worst bucking bronco that ever was foaled. He's never been rode, and he's 20 years old. That renegade Strawberry Roan. Ewe-necked and old and a long lower jaw, I can see with a one eye he's a regular outlaw. Well, I put on my spurs, I was sure feeling fine, pulled down my hat and I picked up my twine. I throwed that loop on him, and well I knew then, before he got rode I'd sure earn the 10. I got the blinds on him, it sure was a fight. Next comes my saddle and I screws it down tight. Then I crawls on him and raises the blind. I was right in his middle to watch him unwind. Well, he went right to work and I guess he unwound. He quit spending much of his time on the ground. Well, it's that Strawberry Roan. That Strawberry Roan. He's the worst bucking bronco that ever was foaled. He's never been rode, and he's 20 years old. That renegade Strawberry Roan. He went up toward the east and come down toward the west. To stay in his middle, I'm doing my best. He sure was frog walking and weaving behind. My head went to snapping and then I went blind. I'll tell you no fooling, this bronco could step. But I'm still in his middle and building a rep. With a phenomenal jump, he goes up on high, and I'm sitting on nothing way up in the sky. And then I turned over and came back to earth, set there a-cussing the day of his birth. And I knows that the ponies I ain't able to ride, some of them living, they haven't all died. But I'll bet all my money that there's no man alive can stay with that bronc when he makes his high dive. Well, it's that Strawberry Roan. That Strawberry Roan. He's the worst bucking bronco that ever was foaled. He's never been rode and he's 20 years old. That Strawberry Roan.
Let me tell you a tale, a good one I own, of a bucking old bronc, a strawberry roan. I was hanging round town, not earning a dime, being out of a job, just spending my time, when a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc busting man from the looks of your clothes. So I says, guess you're right, there's none I can't tame, if it's riding tough ponies, that's my middle name.
Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan, they say he's a cayuse that's never been rode, and the guy that gets on him is bound to be throwed. Rode off of that strawberry roan.
So it gets all hit up, and I ask what he pays if I ride this old nag a couple of days. Then he offers me 10, says I'm your man, for the bronc never lived yet that I couldn't fan. So he says, come on, bud, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hops and rides to his ranch. Until morning we stayed, then right after Chuck, we goes out to see if this outlaw could buck.
Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan, I'll break him to saddle, I'll break my own dome, I'll ride him until he lies down with a groan. Bring on your strawberry roan.
No fooling, I'll say, this pony can step, but I'm still sitting tight and earning a rep. When my stirrups I lose, and also my hat, and I start pulling leather as blind as a bat. And he makes one more jump, he's headed up high, leaves me sitting on air way up in the sky. Guess I turned over twice and comes back to earth, and it starts into cussing the day of his birth.
Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan, that sunfish and critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome that ever ride that strawberry roan.
Tell you a tale, and a good one I own, of an old caballo, a strawberry roan. I was hanging round town, just a spending my time, out of a job and not earning a dime, when a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronco rider by the looks of your clothes. I says, guess you're right, there's none I can't tame, if it's riding wild ponies, that's my middle name. Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan, he says he's a cayuse that's never been rode, the guy that gets on him is bound to get throwed off of that strawberry roan. Out in the horse corral standing alone is an old caballo with strawberry roan, spavined old legs and small pigeon toes, pair of pig eyes and a long roving nose, little pin ears and they're split at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip. So I puts on my spurs and I coils up my twine, says to this stranger, that 10 spot is mine. Oh, that strawberry roan, oh, that strawberry roan, I'll break him to saddle or break him my own, I'll ride him until he lies down with a groan. Bring on your strawberry roan. Then I puts on the blind and it sure is a fight. Next comes the saddle, I screws her down tight,
steps up aboard him and raises the blind. Get out of the way, boys, he's gonna unwind. Shore's a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings for to be on the fly. He's the worst bucking bronco I've seen on the range. Turn on a nickel and give you some change. Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. That sunfishing critter's worth leaving alone. There's nary a buster from Texas to Nome can ride that strawberry roan. Can ride that strawberry roan.
I'll tell you a story, a good one I own, of a buckin' old cayuse, a strawberry roan. I was hanging around town just spending my time, out of a job and not making a dime, when a stranger steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc rider from the looks of your clothes. So I says, guess you're right, there's none I can't tame. If it's riding wild ponies, that's my middle name. Well, he says, guess again, there's one horse that I own. You might have heard of him, the strawberry roan. So I gets all head up and I ask what he pays if I rides this old pony a couple of days. Then he offers a 10 spot. I said, I'm your man, for the bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. So he says, come on, bud, I'll give you a chance. In the buckboard we hops and we rides to the ranch. Oh, that strawberry roan. Oh, that strawberry roan. He says he's a cayuse that's never been rode. The guy that gets on him is bound to be throwed off of that strawberry roan. I looks in the corral and they're all alone. Is this sleepy old cayuse a strawberry roan? He's got spivened legs and small pigeon toes, and a pair of pig eyes and a long Roman nose. He's got little thin ears, they're split at the tips. In the middle he's lean, but wide at the hips. So I puts on my spurs and I coils up my twine, and I says to the stranger, that 10 spot is mine.
I sitting round town, I was wasting my time, out of a nickel, out of making a dime. Fella steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc rider from the looks of your clothes. Now he guesses me right, and a good one I claim. Don't happen to have any wild ones to tame. A good one I've got, and he's got lots of buck, and unseating top riders, he's had lots of luck. I gets all excited, I ask what he pays. See me ride this caballo a couple of days. Showed me a 10 and I said, I'm your man, for I never seen a pony this cowhand can't fan. Never lived, never drew a breath, that I couldn't ride him till he star plumb to death. Says, get your rigging, soon get your chance. We got in the buckboard, we drove to the ranch, and I stayed there till morning. Just after Chuck went out to see how this old crowbait could buck. Went round the bunkhouse and standing there alone, in the corner of the corral was his strawberry roan. He had little pig eyes, big Roman nose, little pin ears and big pigeon toes. Had a long drawn tail and a long lower jaw. I could tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw. First came the blinds, had an awful fight. Then came the saddle, cinched her down tight. Jumped in his middle and jerked off the blinds, just sitting there waiting for him to unwind. I'll tell all the world, he surely unwound. Seemed like he quit living down there on the ground. Went up in the east and came down in the west. Me in his middle of doing my best. Then first went my stirrups and then went my hat. Left me grabbing leather just blind as a bat. All of a sudden he made a high dive.
sitting way up in the sky. And just in a moment I bounced back to earth, laying there cussing the day of his birth. Yeah, there's one still living, there's one still alive, one still a-breathing that I cannot ride. But there's no man living, no man alive, can hang Strawberry Roan when he makes that high dive. I was hanging around town, just spending my time, out of a job and not earning a dime, when a fella stepped up and he said, "I suppose you're a bronc rider from the looks of your clothes. He figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame?" Said he's got one, he's a bad one to buck. At throwing good riders, he's had lots of luck. Well, I gets all hit up and I ask what he pays to ride his old nag for a couple of days. He offers me 10 and I said, "I'm your man. Never a bronco that I couldn't fan." He said, "Get your saddle, I'll give you a chance." In the buckboard we hops and we rides to the ranch. Stayed until morning and right after Chuck, I stepped out to see if this outlaw can buck. Well, down in the horse corral standing alone is an old caballo, Strawberry Roan. His legs are all spavined, he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip, a ewe neck and all with a long lower jaw. I can tell with one eye he's a regular outlaw. Well, it gets the blinds on him and it sure is a fright. Next comes the saddle and I screws it down tight. Well, then I steps on him and raises the blinds. Get out of the way, boys, he's gonna unwind. He sure is a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfishing son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He turns on a nickel and he gives you some change. He hits on all fours and he goes up on high and leaves me a spinning up there in the sky. I turns over twice and I comes back to earth. I lights in the cussing the day of his birth. I know there are ponies that I cannot ride, some of them living if they haven't all died. I bet all my money the man ain't alive, that'll stay with old Strawberry when he makes his high dive.
I was hanging around town and just spending my time, out of a job and not earning a dime, when a feller steps up and he says, "I suppose you're a bronc busting man by the looks of your clothes. You guesses me right and a good one I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to tame?" Says, "I got one and a bad one to buck. Throwing bronc riders, he's had lots of luck." Says this old pony ain't never been rode, and the boy that gets on him is bound to get rode. Gets all excited and I ask what he pays to ride this old goat for a couple of days. Offers a 10 spot, I says, "I'm your man, for the bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. Bronc never lived, no he never drew breath, that I couldn't ride till his star come to death." Well, he says, "Get your saddle, I'll give you a chance." We got in his buckboard and rode to the ranch. Dayton till morning, and right after Chuck, we goes out to see how this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral, standing alone, was that old Caballo Strawberry Roan. His legs were spavined and he had pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that were crimped at the tip, with a big 44 branded cross his left hip. You necked and all with a long lower jaw, you can see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. Well, I puts on my spurs and I coils up my twine, piles my loop on him, I'm sure feeling fine. It's in his middle and I open the blind, I'm right in his middle to see him unwind. Well, he bowed his old neck and I think he unwound. He seems to quit living down there on the ground. Goes up towards the east and comes down towards the west. Stay in his middle, I'm doing my best. Telling you no fooling, this pony can't step. I'm still in his middle, I'm building a rep. Goes up on all fours and comes down on his side. Don't see what keeps him from losing his hide. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He can turn on the nickel and give you some change. Loses my stirrup and also my hat. Starts pulling leather, I'm blind as a bat. With a big forward jump, he goes up on high. Leaves me sitting on nothing way up in the sky. Turns over twice and it comes down to earth. Fights in a cussin' the day of his birth. But I know there is ponies I'm unable to ride. Some are still living, they haven't all died. But I'll bet my money that the man ain't alive. Stay with old Strawberry when he makes his high dive.
And we started this set off with The Strawberry Roan by Marty Robbins. Then we heard Strawberry Roan by Pete Seeger. The Strawberry Roan by Roy Rogers and the Sons of the Pioneers. Strawberry Roan by Chris Ledoux. The Strawberry Roan by Gene Autry from the movie The Strawberry Roan. Strawberry Roan by Red Steigall. Strawberry Roan by Eddie Harrison. And then Strawberry Roan by Cisco Houston. This has been Party Time at Novi. Party along every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. to whatever music comes your way. Anything from 1930s country to modern indie rock. You could find me on Instagram at Party Time Radio Show. And this is WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford. I got one last song for you guys. It is not another version of Strawberry Roan. And it is definitely not the end credits theme to the Strawberry Shortcake TV show. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. Well, it's Sunday. Well, like Sunday. Hope you have a fantastic Sunday. And I hope you listen to WMFO until the end of time. Bye-bye.